Dashing through the snow.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Today marks the end of our Remixing the Holiday series, and in a few minutes, you'll hear the takeaway holiday song that you, our listeners, wrote the lyrics for. It was produced by our staff. But first, a conversation we had with Neutral Milk Hotel saw player Julian Koster that took place earlier this week.
You know, the trouble with a lot of indie bands is that they don't have a saw player. Did you ever notice?
What a curious life we have found here tonight. There is music that sounds from the street. There are lights in the clouds and there's ghosts all around. Hear a voice as it's rolling and ringing through me.
Can you hear it? Hear the saw? That's Julian Koster in the background. Well, kind of the foreground background in the band Neutral Milk Hotel. The song is Airplane Over the Sea. In addition to playing for Neutral Milk Hotel, Julian Koster is also the mastermind behind this, shall we call it a cover? Yeah. It actually takes a saw to make one of those one-horse open sleighs in the song Jingle Bells. That's Julian's album, The Singing Saw and Christmas, Jingle Bells, the rendition. And it turns out that Julian Koster of Neutral Milk Hotel and the pop group The Music Tapes is a Christmas fanatic, and he's sitting right here in the studio with me. Julian, first of all, that's fabulous.
Thank you.
Jingle Bells. How hard is that to do?
Well, I don't really have to do anything because the saws pretty much sing by themselves. You just... The little legend about the saws is that you just kind of cradle them in your lap and you reassure them by stroking them with the bow and they basically sing themselves. So
you reassure them.
You reassure them.
You don't play them. You reassure them.
You reassure them. You comfort them.
Well, Merry Christmas, by the way.
Thank you. Merry
Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Very festive sweater there.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, part of the attraction of holiday music, I think, is that it's so familiar that it encourages even saw players to play.
You know, one nice thing about Christmas or so many human holidays, is that everybody knows the place. Everybody knows the feeling. And so it's funny. It's like you pick up an instrument and you start playing a song whose feeling is so kind of written in us all. One of the things that makes any recording wonderful or special is the warmth, is the feeling. And you know, so when Billie Holiday sings and she breaks through to that place and it just transmits that warmth or that glow, the feeling...
It's all about warmth. Let's listen.
Warm, do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Now, there's something she conveys in just the slightest little changes of her voice. You know, the proximity to the microphone, you know, just leaning in and back from it. It's just so lovely.
Listening to Julian Koster, who's brought a bunch of music to share with us to convey his love for Christmas. He's got his own 2008 holiday album entitled The Singing Saw at Christmas, which is quite literally Christmas carols rendered on the saw, which is the instrument he played for the band Neutral Milk Hotel. Why? I mean, the idea of warmth and comfort and a holiday, it seems to be totally embodied in this track here.
This is Louis Satchmo Armstrong. Talking to all the kids from all over the world at Christmas time. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Now, I grew up in a Dixieland
Stockings
household.
Were hung,
we had a lot of Louis Armstrong, but I've never heard this. When did you hear this?
Well, I found that somehow, I think just, you know, I was never a computer person, and then we kind of ended up with this crazy thing, which was actually kind of new to me, called the internet, right around the time.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, and then, but on our last, we sort of do these lullaby tours also, the music tapes, where we go from house to house. And last year we did a huge 3-month version that went into caroling during Christmas time and then went beyond. And we made a pilgrimage to Louis Armstrong's house in Queens Which is open, the Louis Armstrong's house.
That's right,
there's like
that's
a foundation, and they let you in as a museum, but it's the way that he and Lucille left it. And it's magic. And Louis was an obsessive home recorder. He had these tape recorders all over his house, and he just recorded everything, conversations, parties, him and Lucille hanging out. And when you go through the rooms, they actually, they'll play you bits of the home recordings. And that's something he did in his den in his study that the night before Christmas. It's beautiful. It made me cry, actually, to be honest. It's a really special place, you know.
Well, speaking of field recording, that's sort of the theme of this track here. Well, it's not Perry Como there, no.
No.
It's a little more obscure, but it's beautiful.
It's one of my favorite records of all time. It was recorded by Laura Bolton, who is a field recorder for Folkways. She did a lot of stuff for Folkways.
Right, right, right.
And that was recorded as Ukrainian Christmas family celebration. And it's a record I found at Goodwill, or at something like it, in the desert somewhere in the mid-90s, early 90s. And I've probably listened to it 1,000 times. It's such a beautiful record. It's called Ukrainian Christmas Songs.
That's amazing. This was a little closer to home here. And the song, of course, is a little more familiar as well. Choir in Staten Island.
Yeah, I mean, I'm crazy about elementary school kids singing Christmas songs, especially real ones. It's kind of disturbing sometimes when they're all super pro, but it's like when it's like real kids is magic, you know. And in a way, it's because it's pure feeling. It's pure feeling,
yeah.
And it's, you know.
Well, let's go out on Louis Armstrong, since you told that great story about his home in Queens. Hear this last track.
Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus?
Oh, that's fabulous. Is that you, Santa Claus? When is this? Like 1940, 1950?
I think that's getting into the 50s, yeah. I think. Just by the sound, by the production qualities.
Well, what advice do you have for all the curators of their own memories and of the musical finds that you've managed to share with us? What do you want to find? What are you aiming for besides the warmth?
I think that's all there is. I mean, I think everything else is just it's almost like a beautiful Rube Goldberg contraption to arrive at the feeling. And the joy is finding new contraptions that bring you there, because it's such an important place. It's such a special place to all of us that there's infinite ways to express it and infinite ways to get there, and that's kind of the fun of life. I mean, finding them.
Well, you're giving me this huge, this kind of Dr. Seuss image of this elaborate planet Christmas full of all that warmth and finds and voices and stories. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Julian Coster is the saw player, famously, for the band Neutral Milk Hotel and the music tapes. He has a 2008 holiday album entitled The Singing Saw at Christmas. Have a great holiday.
Thank you.
An interesting fact, many people, when they hear the two of them together, can't distinguish between a singing saw and a theremin. I would say that was a true fact, except that I just made it up right now. Anyway, over the past few weeks, we've been composing an ultimate holiday song for you and with the help of you. You've submitted your lyrics, and our producer Chang Lin and former digital producer Ben Johnson composed the music and then performed it. So without further ado, take a listen to our ultimate takeaway holiday song. That's a portion of the song. You can actually hear the whole thing at our website, thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much to Chang and Ben, all the listeners who made this song possible. Take a listen to the rest of it at our website. Enjoy the holidays. I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway. Have a great one.